Well, first of all, I think there's not a week goes by now or a month that there's some speculation of this. And to be quite honest with you, my personal opinion is that Fianna Fáil should not rush into any coalition with any party. To me, what they should do is take a lesson from the last election, and that would be that they should concentrate and sort of building up their policies. And following the last election, there's been an awful lot of uncertainty, and I see at the moment that the country's been pulled from left to right and back to left. There's all the talk now is about political ideology, but what you really need is a centre-based party.
Well, with that in mind then, if Fianna Fáil are unlikely outside of a coalition to get into government at the next general election, what do you think would be a good makeup of a government for the people of Ireland?
Well, I'm not ruling out Fianna Fáil by any means. The way I see it at the moment, you have four groupings at the moment. You have Fianna Fáil, you have Sinn Féin, you have Fine Gael and the Independents, and any two of them, it'll take two of them to make it up. But any two parties will probably need an awful lot of independents. I see it going forward as been very, very unstable. And, like, at the end of the day, I know from Gael's preference is not to get with Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin's probably waiting to hold out. But at the end of the day, it will be the electorate that will decide. They will decide at the end of the day. And there is an onus on all parties to try and form a government. Otherwise, it shouldn't be there. But my advice to all is not to sell out in order just to say to get power, to get a few ministers. Fianna Fáil is badly needed in this country, but they need to be in the position to govern. They need to be in the position to bring forward proper policies. And in other words, we should be rewarding hard work, but at the same time looking after the needy. And at the moment, I think, as been speculated all the time, we've been too much ruled by Europe, and the Kenny seems to be very much on the influence of that. We have other parties then that are very anti-Europe, but, you know, they're pulling the country apart, they're dividing people, and when you have a small country of 4 million people, a very mixed sort of sectoral basis, we need to be working on centre policies that are good for everybody. And at the moment, I just see going forward that if I have any say in it, I'd certainly be telling Fianna Fáil to go out and listen and build a party and come up with good, credible policies.
A lot of speculation as to who will run for various parties in Donegal is already underway, as you'd expect, not least in Fianna Fáil. Will you be seeking to run as a representative in the next general election as a candidate?
Well, I have always kept my options open, and I'm very, very, very clear here locally to people that if I had the backing of the party in Dublin and very much the support here in the county, I would run, but I'd only go as a united party. I wouldn't want to cause splits. At the moment, there's an awful lot of speculation, not least to say yesterday and the day before, and obviously Pat Hope Gallagher's name's very much out there. I believe he's working now as much as he ever was, and taking in mind that there'll probably be a candidate run along with Charlie McConnell Logue. I'll wait and see the space, and depends who puts their name forward. But
well, would you put your name forward against Pat the Cope and former Minister Mary Coughlan to give the party a choice?
And that's about by saying if Pat the Cope Gallagher puts his name forward, I would be supporting him. After that, I'd be keeping my options very much open, and I'm ready to go.